For now, I have online Imam Fuad Samai. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi
wabarakatuh. Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Imam, as we all know, the passing on of Maulana Yusuf Karan, we would like your thoughts and message of condolence to the family, inshallah.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, indeed, that today is a day of great sadness, a day of great loss for the ummah, particularly here in the Cape, but not only here, throughout the country and throughout many, many parts of the world. My relationship with Maulana goes back many, many years, approximately 35 years. Just a very short background. I lived in Maulana's house for about a year. I was making imamat in East London. And when my first wife, when she was killed in a car accident, Maulana came to East London and he asked me to come to and open a Hafiz school here in Strand, which I did, and I moved up to Strand with my two children who were then without a mother, and we moved into Maulana's house. And of course, what I can say about Maulana is quite a lot, but for now, let me just confine it to saying about, number one is, if you speak about intelligence, Maulana was not only, for me, was never an ordinary alim. Maulana had a tremendous, a fantastic legal mind as well. And I think for that reason, the subject of Sharia, that Sharia in fiqh in particular, if you look at jurisprudence, it was really up Maulana's alley. What I saw during the time while I lived there in the house with Maulana, it was a man you'll find him busy always with one of two things. Maulana would either be busy with research, or Maulana would be busy translating books from either Arabic to English or from Urdu to English. Of course, one of the books that's throughout the sort of Western world or English-speaking world, famous book is The Teachings of Islam, which was written originally in Urdu by Maulana Zakaria. That is probably the most famous book which Maulana Karan translated into English and which is up till today read throughout the Western world wherever you find English-speaking people. Besides that is that Maulana, I had the privilege and the honor to work with Maulana in the Transkei and in Siskei. There we worked, alhamdulillah, and Maulana has put up so many salahanas, small masajid, madrasas in the so-called black areas and black towns and the bundus of Transkei and Siskei. I can tell you of places, if I mention the names, many would not even know those names are the places. Places like Tombo, like Izukweni, places like that now, places totally in the bundus. There Maulana would go, and we used to go in there, and people would embrace Islam, and by the hundreds, and when I say by the hundreds, literally by the hundreds, people embraced Islam. I'm a witness to it. I was part of the project. That's why I can say Maulana, of course, was known in the 60s for someone who worked in Langa, people like Imam Dawud Lobi, rahimahullah, that those people, those were people that Maulana worked closely with. So Maulana had a passion of da'wah, of propagating Islam among the indigenous people. And for that reason, you'll find that so many became kuffar and so many become ulama of the indigenous people, and that was as a direct result of the work of Maulana Karan in those particular areas. That time, of course, in the apartheid days, it was not independent states or independent countries, so to say now. So there's much to say about Maulana. When you speak about a person who had so much talent, so much to give and so much to offer, and he offered so much. He was a man, of course, that he was obsessed with this town, Strand, this whole of Strand, the Strand community. If you speak about a person who, that irrespective of who, even those who differed with him on certain issues, one thing they always had respect for the man's knowledge. That he was not together with Sheikh Ayman Safir, of course, Mustafa Ayman Safir, as one of the Muftis, that undoubtedly they made a formidable team. A formidable team, and I think that everybody throughout the country, for one thing, that respect, for the knowledge of Maulana Yusuf Karan, may Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. And therefore, you'll find that his children, nobody needs to introduce Maulana Taha Karan. He is known, alhamdulillah, today throughout the world. Right? His son, Abdul Salam, was a professor, was a dean of the faculty, one of the faculty in Stellenbosch University. We, of course, know about Munadia, rahimahullah. Right? It was, in fact, that after the death of Munadia, that Maulana went, you know, that he had very, 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 very close relationship with Munadia as his only daughter at the time. That, and after Munadia, rahimahullah, passed away, Munadia Karan was never the same man again after that now. So, if a person should ask me about Munadia Karan, what stood out about him? One is that he was a community person. He loved Cape Town, I can tell you, and the people of Cape Town. This is man, he was really, if you wanted anywhere in the world, if you would in any way criticize Cape Town and the Muslims of Cape Town, Maulana Karan would stand up and Maulana Karan would come to the defense. He had a great, great love for the people of Cape Town, and he gave his everything. He was a person who was committed to the traditions and to the preservations of the traditions of the people of Cape Town, of the Muslims of Cape Town. He was that. He was known for his research with a person like Ibrahim Rwede, as example. Now we know him as an historian, of course, right? So he was so multi-talented in so many fields that genuinely, when we speak about, sometimes we just say it sometimes to be nice. When a person passes away, to say that we've lost someone, right? And this, that, and the other. But when we speak about a loss, then we speak genuinely about a genuine loss that South Africa, that we will feel for a very, very long time to come.
Subhanallah.
And therefore, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant Hajja Zuleika, his wife, inshallah, and his children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the way forward for them, inshallah.
Ameen.
May Allah make it easy for them, inshallah. And above all, if all of us have to say ameen to the dua, may Allah grant Mawlana Karan Jannatul Firdaus, the highest stages in Jannah, inshallah.
Ameen.
Shukran wa jazakumullah khair.
Shukran so much, Imam Fuad Samai, for those words. May Allah grant you all the best, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Ameen, Ya Rabbul Alameen.
Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.